ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump becoming the first sitting president to attend a Super Bowl. On his way there, announcing that the U.S. would soon be imposing 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum products coming into the country. He also said he was serious about Canada becoming the 51st state, that he had instructed the Treasury Department to stop minting pennies, and, says ABC's Perry Russum,
during Trump's trip to the Super Bowl, Air Force One flew over the Gulf of Mexico.
For the first time in history, flying over the recently renamed
as the plane passed over the body of water, Trump signed a proclamation renaming it the Gulf of America.
At the Super Bowl, it was a decisive win for the Philadelphia Eagles, who denied the Kansas City Chiefs a third straight ring. Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts named MVP. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes sacked six times during the game. The extra police presence in New Orleans expected to stay in place possibly through Mardi Gras in early March. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thede. On Thursday afternoon at approximately 4:29, the Grant County Sheriff's Office was called regarding a male causing a disturbance inside St. Mary's Catholic Church in the city of Fenimore. It was reported that a male was trying to get into a locked room and demanding that he talk to a priest. When Grant County deputies arrived on the scene, they found the male in the front of the church near the altar, extremely agitated and yelling profanities. Deputies attempted to gather information from the male, but the male would not identify himself and continued to yell things like Jesus Christ Almighty and the devil. The male then grabbed numerous metal candle holders from the altar and threw them to the floor and one toward a deputy. At that point, a deputy drew their taser and advised the male he was under arrest and given numerous commands to put his hands behind his back and to get down on the ground. The male did not comply with the commands and then walked up several steps to a raised area and then turned his back, put his arms out to his side, and fell backwards off of the raised area and struck his head on the floor. Deputies then made contact with the male, and the male resisted the deputy's attempt to secure his wrists in handcuffs. Due to the continued resistance, a deputy deployed his taser device. After handcuffs were applied, the male continued to resist deputies with his legs. When other responding law enforcement officers arrived, they secured his ankles in restraints. The male suspect in this incident was later identified as Aaron Peterson, 38, of Fenimore. The incident will be referred to the Grant County District Attorney's Office with the recommendation that the individual be charged with disorderly conduct and resisting and obstructing an officer.
The Eagles win the Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens in New Orleans, where the Eagles beat the Chiefs 40-22. Linebacker Zach Bond from Brown Deer, Wisconsin, and former Badger intercepted a pass just before the half that set up another Eagles touchdown.
When I'm relaxing with my family in Wisconsin, I'm going to think about where I came from, what I did, and where I'm going.
The Chiefs denied the chance to be the first team to win three Super Bowls in a row. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
I can't turn the ball over early in the game when it's not going our way, and I'll have to learn from that and try to be better the next opportunity that I hopefully get.
NBA, the Bucks with a win at home, 135-127 over the 76ers. Damian Lillard with a season-high 43 points.
I think I hit my first two threes, so, you know, obviously that's a good sign. You know, you hit those couple threes, it feel good. You see the ball go in early. The ball was moving. It was just a good flow to the game, so I felt good because of the flow of the game.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the mid to upper 20s for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with some light snow showers. Not much accumulation, but there could be a dusting. Our low 8 above tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 1 above. The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Do you know that Donald Trump's draconian policies are hurting children right here in Wisconsin? Dane County's Head Start program experiences outages. We discuss at 3 o'clock.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. News from the center, WRCE.
There's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love.
Good morning and welcome to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Hey, good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. How are you?
All right. How much of that Super Bowl game did you watch?
You know, to be completely honest with you, I hardly watched any of it at all. How much did you watch?
You're not a football fan.
No, I am. It's just hasn't been holding my attention that much, and I didn't really care about either of the teams.
Yeah. You know, man, it was, the 59th Super Bowl game. So that's 59 years, man. I've seen every one. I saw the first one, and I remember the first one like yesterday, man. It's an amazing reality that this is the 59, and next year will be the 60th year of the Super Bowls, man. And man, it's just like yesterday. I can blink my eye and takes me back to that first Super Bowl game, man. So, you know, the games aren't super to me. There's a lot of pump and vigor, but that's all about money. It's still just a football game, right, Calvin?
Yeah.
A regular football game, man.
Yeah, and I looked at the score at halftime, and it wasn't that entertaining a one.
But the team that I wanted to win won, and so all is right with the world, or maybe. But anyway, it's a Motown Monday, and, we've got a lot to talk about, as always. I got a great list lined up for you this week. We're going to have the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. We're going to have the governor of the state of Wisconsin. Reggie Jackson's going to join me several more times, and we're going to have a lot of great conversation this week. And, I want to begin with Calvin. If you play that little tune for me, man.
It's your thing. Do what you want to do. I can't tell you who to talk to.
All right. So it's your thing today. The phone lines are open. We can talk about whatever you want to talk about the first hour of the show. Yeah, I got stuff I can talk about. But I thought about this, and you know, we've got an audience that really focuses attention to the show and follows us. And I'm sure there are times that there are things that you guys want to talk about that maybe I don't cover or we don't cover. And so here's an opportunity this morning for you, you know, to talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. Now, I got stuff that I'm certainly going to be talking about. You know, I really don't need any help. I can do it myself. But, you know, if there's something that you've been wanting to talk about, you know, whatever the subject matter, now is the time. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842 is the number. Feel free to call and we'll get right to you. But in the interim, you know, this subject that I'm getting ready to talk about right now really should make all of us pause, and especially those of you who vote Republican and who have been bamboozled, you've been took, because you believe somehow that these Republicans somehow support you. I'm going to repeat it again. You've been had. You've been bamboozled. You've been took. Tesla paid. Now, this is Elon Musk. The guy worth $400 billion, who some of you think is all right, that he runs around and decides that he's going to cut government spending, which is a lifeline for so many of you and many people that I know and that you know. And so he's going to cut programs that are the lifeline for so many because they say we can't afford it. Just listen to this. Oh, what a wicked web we weave when we practice to deceive. Musk $1 trillion company paid nothing in federal taxes. Nothing. In 2024, he paid nothing. How can that be? How is it possible? Don't take my word for it. Look it up. Tesla paid zero federal income tax in 2024 despite reporting $2.3 billion in U.S. income, using legal loopholes to eliminate its tax liability. Now, while you and I are preparing to pay our taxes, little people, the little people can't get away without paying their taxes. The system is set. We pay our taxes. We have no choice because there aren't any loopholes for you and I. But before I get into all of that, as I said, we'll get to It's Your Thing. Do what you want to do this morning in the first hour of the Earl Ingram Show. Let's go right to the phone lines. And Tom from Richland Center, good morning to you, sir. How are you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You're first up.
Yeah, good morning to you. Good morning to you, Earl. You're playing my song, It's Your Thing. That's what I try to do every day. Our area, rural area, Wisconsin, suffers because we didn't get the Green New Deal and Medicare for All. And what would those do? Those would almost double each, would almost double the local economy. And when you talk about Muskie's people ripping off the cream from the top, leaving everyone standing there holding the bag, the opposite is that people could organize around healthcare, local energy, local industry using local materials, all these things. The agriculture, of course, is a major part of that, good food. And it's crazy that we can't do that. Well, also at the same time, we lost our college here because the state got on this downsizing thing of wrecking all these communities that had built a $35 million campus. It's sitting empty. So I'm going to try to get local people to think about creating that college again, call it a community college, and do it volunteer and come up with every idea we had and study them and research them and get the experts out and over time try to reinvigorate that to be a real institution.
Let me
also transform our economy.
Let me ask you, Tom, you're in Richland Center, rural area. What do your neighbors, how are they feeling now? Many of them voted for Donald Trump. How are they feeling that Trump has not even spoken about their issues yet, or are they just not talking about it?
Coffee clutch where I could get that information, or the barbershop or whatever, because it's painful for me to get involved in some of those conversations. But I will tell you that we haven't got any benefits from any of it yet. And we also, by the way, have a Latino community coming in, taking over the milking chores because the kids didn't stay here and didn't want to stay on the farm.
Right.
The population is becoming immigrant, and they're factory farms. They're very huge organizations. It's not the little family farms. And so we have even the demographic issue of deportation and all that. But those are the people that make the milk. Those are the people that actually do the work. And so we're in the midst of this massive change, and I don't think anyone's talking about any of it.
So are they cognizant of the fact that this assault on illegal immigrants is going to cause even more damage? Because, again, the children didn't remain in Richland Center. And if those farms are upended and they don't have people to milk the cows, then what is the future of Richland Center?
Well, someone a long time ago decided it was a vacation area or retirement homes for very expensive, generally
right
folks to come out and do their thing out here. And I'm one of the people that came out as the back to the land movement with no money. So I'm at the other end of that scale. But local people, when I came out here, could not buy the land. A young kid growing up in high school getting a local job would not have had the money to buy the land because the land got high. The land is now, I think, 20 times, 30 times more expensive than when we bought it in 89. So this is not a place where a small family farm can go. We used to have 55 dairy farms in our five-mile valley. There's not one left.
So who do you attribute that to? I've always said to especially rural people who fail to understand that the people who push corporate farms really are Republicans. And so those corporations have taken over their communities and left nothing in its place, and yet they still vote Republican proudly. And all I can say is that they've been had, they've been took, they've been bamboozled, man, and hopefully... do you think that your neighbors are going to wake up once they realize that Donald Trump hasn't mentioned anything about them and what he's going to do for them? As a matter of fact, many of his policies are certainly going to hurt them even more.
Well, this place voted for Obama. You voted for Trump. You voted for Walker. You voted for the zigzaggy left-right up-down thing. And so people have real short memories or something. Anyway, Earl, you're the greatest. I don't want to take your hour.
No, Tom. Hey, man, thank you very much, man. I really appreciate it. Thank you. And you are the beginning of It's Your Thing. Do what you want to do this morning on a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll come right back to the phone lines.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA get going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
The 2025 Wisconsin football schedule is here, and you should be too. Season tickets are on sale now, so don't miss your chance to jump around at Camp Randall Stadium this fall. Last year, 6 of 7 home games were sellouts, proof that there's nothing like game day with the Badgers. Secure your spot for marquee matchups against Ohio State, Washington, and Iowa, and enjoy the best value to see Wisconsin football in action. For more information and to get your season tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Nothing so blue as a heart in pain. Nothing so sad as a tear in vain.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You know, it's, I was talking about, you know, so many different things over this weekend. So I wanted to come in and talk about these many different subjects. But then I thought about it. Well, you know, let's give the listeners who really do make the show an opportunity and maybe something they want to talk about. So I decided we're going to do It's Your Thing, or ebonically speaking, It's Your Thing, Monday morning. Today. So let's go back to the phone lines in Charles from Milwaukee. Hey, Charles, it's your thing, man. Do what you want to do.
Hey, good morning, Earl. So we have a segment of people in this country that are just hateful and ignorant. If they don't see what's going on, that these people don't mean them any good, they're not benefiting. You know, their thing is, well, Donald Trump is sticking it to the liberals or the libtards, as they like to call us. But they're the ones that they're being hurt as well, and they don't even see it. The programs that they're trying to steal money from hurts anybody that's not rich. And that's not, you know, if you're making it, if you're working paycheck to paycheck, then you're using services that they're trying to cut, and they're trying to cut these services so he can justify this humongous tax cut for the rich. That tax cut's not benefiting us. What, moms at the end of the day, you may get a extra $50 or $100. That's nothing compared to what the rich are getting. Elon Musk is out there because he's in trouble with a lot of these agencies. So what better way to get rid of these agencies so they don't come after him?
So Charles, let me read this one paragraph and then I'll let you continue. Today's news. Tesla paid zero federal income tax in 2024, despite reporting $2.3 billion in U.S. income using legal loopholes to eliminate its tax liability. Over the past 3 years, Tesla has reported $10.8 billion in U.S. income, but paid only $48 million. I will repeat, $10 billion. $10.8 billion in income, but paid only $48 million in federal taxes, bringing its effective tax rate to 0.4%, far below the 21% corporate tax rate. The company avoided taxes through accelerated depreciations, $500 million in savings, executive stock option deductions, $250 million, and unspecified U.S. tax credits, $300 million. Tesla benefited from Trump's 2017 Tax Cuts and Job Act, which cut the corporate tax rate from 35% to 21% and expanded deductions that help corporations reduce taxable income. You and I have to pay our taxes. You know, if we don't pay them by April 15th, they start charging us interest. We're the little people. But yet, and it's not only Tesla that got away with this. How many other major corporations, Charles, do you think got away with it? Yet there are people who support these people. You say what, Charles?
Oh, there are many corporations that are getting away with it, and they will bow down and kiss Trump's butt each and every day, every minute, every second of every hour, to be able to get a tax cut and to be able to garner these, as they call them, loopholes for not paying taxes. You know, Trump said he was smart by not paying taxes. I thought as a kid growing up that that the taxes, the higher tax rate that people paid, helped benefit the cities, the states, the roads, the parks, the things like that. And now it's like people are betting against those, and it's the people that don't have nothing that will benefit from better roads, from better parks, things like that. And so, like I said, Earl, we are out here fighting against our own best interests. We're rooting for the rich to continue to stiff everybody else, while the ones that are barely making it have to fork out all of this money I'm paying.
Hey, Charles, thank you very much for the call. Republicans are now pushing to cut the corporate tax rate further to 15%, which would allow massive companies like Tesla to pay even less, while potentially raising taxes on lower-income Americans. Those are the facts, people. 855-752-4842. Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. I can't tell you who to sock it to. All right. 855-752-4842. A Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
From the center, WRCE.
local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thede. On Friday afternoon, the Viroqua Fire Department responded to a brush fire between two structures. At approximately 2:30 p.m., the Viroqua Fire Department was dispatched to 53261 County Road B in the town of Jefferson. Upon arrival, smoke and flames were visible coming from a brush fire which had spread onto a nearby structure. Fire was quickly brought under control and extinguished. Damage to the structure and some farm equipment was reported, but most of the structure and equipment were able to be saved due to the quick response. No other buildings were reportedly affected by the fire. The Viroqua Fire Department cleared the scene at approximately 6 p.m. No injuries to the civilians or firefighters were reported. The origin and the cause of the fire remains under investigation. The Viroqua Fire Department was assisted by the Westby Fire Department, Viola Fire Department, Vernon County Sheriff's Office, and Tri-State Ambulance. Friday afternoon at approximately 4:54, the Iowa County 911 Center received multiple calls of a motor vehicle crash on U.S. Highway 151 in the township of Mineral Point. The crash investigation shows a single-bound vehicle operated by Anthony Wendt, 32 of Platteville, veering off the road and striking a rock wall, causing Wendt to be ejected from the vehicle. Emergency responders arrived at the scene, but life-saving efforts were unsuccessful. Anthony Wendt was pronounced dead at the scene by the Iowa County Coroner's Office. This is Iowa County's second fatal crash in 2025. For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thede.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. Adam Scott is on a roll. The Severance star is returning to the film genre that gave him a start. Scott has signed on to the project to play a horror novelist who visits an Irish inn to disperse his parents' ashes, only to find out it's haunted. Hockham will be directed by Irish director Damian McCarthy, who directed last year's critically acclaimed Oddity. Scott got his start in the genre with a 1996 Hellraiser Bloodline. This film is still in pre-production. Adrian Brody says the makeup artist of The Brutalist tried to remove his prosthetic nose. The only problem is, it was not prosthetic. Apparently, Brody's real nose looked fake to the makeup artist. The Oscar-nominated actor told Jimmy Fallon he asked her if she was trying to remove that, and she said yes, and he said it doesn't come off. Brody says he and the makeup artist had a laugh after she said, "This is going in my diary," and Brody said that this is going in his talk show repertoire. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the mid to upper 20s for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with some light snow showers. Not much accumulation, but there could be a dusting. Our low 8 above tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it's 5 above.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Mr. Global Matt Randolph is back to talk about the Trump administration policies and how that's affecting us, heating our houses and filling up the gas. Join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
All right. Welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. So let's go right to the phone lines. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. Thank you. It's your thing, man. What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. Happy Motown Monday to you. I appreciate it very much. You know, I want to talk about something that is not talked about nearly enough, and that is what good government is and how important, you know, the we the peeps role is in maintaining that position of good government. There's many, many examples across the globe of functioning governments that people are very happy with overall. But we, unfortunately, in America, we've all been duped. We've been under a great deal of pressure from these anarchists, starting with 1980, saying that government is a problem, not a solution, and they want to shrink it and reduce it. I got to tell you, for a nation to survive, we the people must be able to respond to the crisis at hand. And unfortunately, we have not. The American people have kind of, I don't know,
given up
a little bit.
Given up.
Yeah, and I'm one of them. I've been fighting that demon now since the election because it's so insane. But the topic of the fact I want to talk about is the pie, the economic pie that we're now fighting over is healthy. It's vibrant. It's doing very well here in America. Unfortunately, the pieces of the pie are so distorted that the elites and the corporations who are funding our elections and absolutely writing the legislation, they're, coming out way on top. And, it seems like Americans have forgotten what civics is. So I'm asking Americans to maybe look a little bit back in the history, maybe read a book about civics for dummies or something, because we have lost our way. We've punted to the job creators and the trickle-down groups, if you will, the pay-to-play groups, and we think that they're going to carve out a way future for the American people, for the middle class, and it doesn't make sense. It's not going to happen. So the challenge to me is real. It's the people must understand that the $50 trillion shift from the middle class into the upper elites that has happened since 1980, that money now is being removed out of our local economy, and it's being hoarded in offshore banks and in other areas. It's not working. It doesn't work. It could very well work if we recognize and buy into regional capitalism and local capitalism, but no. We're stuck on this global thing that is not sustainable. So, again, to finish the call, this is all about we the people paying attention, getting our big boy and big girl pants on, if you will, and going after the pie. And our piece of the pie, and where the percentages of tax and everything were when our economy was doing very well, and we didn't have all these bailouts and all these quantitative easing gimmicks.
Hey, Mike, yeah. I agree with you totally. Thank you very much for the call. Here's a prime example. Elon Musk is worth over $400 billion. He benefits from a system that allows billionaires and corporations to pay far less taxes than working-class Americans. With Tesla's three-year tax rate of 0.4%, compared to the average person, like the people on these phone lines and the people who are listening, who pays 13.3% average federal income tax rate paid by workers. Let's go to Brendan from New Jersey. Good morning to you, Brendan. You say what?
Well, I say one, and for the last time, thank you, Eagles, being a 49ers fan.
Yeah, I agree.
So I guess we can put the whole KC getting the calls thing aside. But my thing is I don't know why people are not more aghast at what they see Elon Musk doing. This guy wasn't voted in. He doesn't have a security clearance. And the fact that the Supreme Court just told this knucklehead that he had immunity of what he did while he was president, that's how he's operating. Everybody needs to wake up and realize that. You know, a lot of your MAGA friends are like the same, you know, if you were in a group of guys, you always had that one guy that kept going back to the bad girl. You know, she was going to break his heart again. You guys were all going to be sitting around consoling him. And that's the way a lot of MAGA voters are. And I get it. I mean, they wanted the help that he was offering. They wanted him to do the things he said he was going to do. But he hasn't, folks. He hasn't done it, and he don't plan on doing it. So don't go back to that bad girl again, please. Please let us impeach him and get him the hell out of there, and let's get a neutral person in there. Let's get rid of all this woke and grooming and all this other stuff. It's not about trans kids. It's not about who's in the bathroom. This guy's ripping us off. Wake up.
Well said, Brendan. Thank you very much for the call. I keep talking about just Tesla and the information that I've given you about Tesla, but you can look at all these other major corporations. Same thing is true. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Well, Earl, I think everyone needs to read the story of Jack and the Beanstalk again, like they did when they were a child. My sister wrote the following thing, and I thought it was very good that I wanted to share with the audience. Everyone's looking for the magic pill to make them feel better. They want instant relief. That's why people take drugs. Instant gratification. That was Trump's message. Day one, I'll fix it all. That's why he's trying to do it all quickly and tear down government, because people don't want to wait. Have a thoughtful process like we did under Joe Biden. They want their fix and they want it now. Trump was the drug and they voted for it. And just like the family and loved ones of drug users, they too suffer the consequences of that decision. I would say not only drugs, but also attention deficit disorder. It is a global or United States thing, because everything we do is instant gratification. So when you have Joe Biden, who was doing things methodically and gaining ground, but then gotten going to say a bad word, but I won't. You have someone like Trump or Felon 47 that says, I'll fix it all on day one. People fell for it, just like they fell for, you know, Jack and the Beanstalk. Here's three magic beans that will save you. People don't realize when you're doing, you know, different workout routines like you have been doing, and you become Benjamin Button, you're aging backwards. That's not something that was just easy, Earl. It's something that takes work, and it's a process.
So Tom, I just read some information about just Elon Musk and Tesla that should outrage people. And this man who's paying no taxes is now in control and in charge. And is getting ready to get a bigger tax break, and yet he's in charge of cutting the programs. And I don't care, you know, if you love Donald Trump, but he's about to cut this lifeline for people. And then when you know the backstory, as I've just read about what's happened with Elon Musk paying no taxes at all, I don't care if you're a person who voted for Donald Trump. You should then now look and see that you've been had, okay? And you should be outraged. You shouldn't double down on it.
Call up and say, good for him. He did the American dream. He didn't make it. He got corporate welfare. He's getting no tax breaks. How does that make him an honorable person versus I'll just say it, someone like a Gary or Dave, who run their own mom and pop small business. Why is it that they want to put this guy up on a pedestal? You're never going to be him. You're never going to get the government contracts and the corporate welfare that Elon Musk gets. You'll never make that much money.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go to Sherry from Horicon. Good morning to you, Sherry. Thank you very much for the call. It's your thing. Do what you want to do.
Oh, Earl, I love you.
Likewise.
You
thank
know,
you.
I'm having such a hard time with my son. He's 27 now and a total Trump lover and supporter. And yesterday we, I would say, discussed for 2 hours last night that if all women were like me, women should not have a voice.
Right.
And that he's hoping for Trump, and then after Trump is done, then we'll be
J.D. Vance.
Musk, and then we'll be J.D. Vance. And it's like, oh, my God. And I'm on Medicaid and food share. And I am scared.
Yeah, you know, Sherry, you have every right to be afraid. And that's the whole point of this. You know, what they are doing is coming after people on Medicaid, you know, food share. And they're saying, we can't afford to do that. We can't afford to keep you on Medicare. We can't afford to keep you on food share. I've got a guy coming on in the 9 o'clock hour who is the CEO of the Hunger Task Force as they move around the state bringing food to people in food deserts. And yet they say we can't do it because the major corporations like Elon Musk aren't paying anything. I mean, that's, you know, to me, that is should be criminal. That we allow major corporations to pay no money, and then the average American citizen who struggles, you know, we can't afford to support them, so we're going to cut them off. That certainly is not my country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my father died, land of the pilgrim side, of thee I sing. Come on. You know, I mean, they've done away with all of that, Sherry.
I know. It just is not right. And it just makes me so upset. I have a plaque on my wall about when my grandma went through Ellis Island and, you know, from Italy. And it's like, we wouldn't be here now because of Trump.
Hey, Sherry, I wish we had more time. Thank you very much for the call. It's your thing. Do what you want to do on a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. One more segment.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
Selling your cattle is easy with American Foods Group, a family-owned company bringing you the best prices and expertise right from the dairy, ranch, feed yard, or local market. Call today at 800-345-0293 or email info@AmericanFoodsGroup.com.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Venus Robertson. The Green Bay woman shares why Black History Month is special for her.
You need to be proud of your history. For me, it just means a bunch of possibilities. Looking at the road that was laid before me, opportunities that were put out for me, things people went through to make sure that I have a chance.
Her story includes dressing up as a different person every day. It's a way to teach kids at the Boys and Girls Club about the richness of Black culture.
Tradition here, but Black History Month, Miss Venus is gonna dress up every single day. I really wanted them to see, like, you can be anything you wanna be. That is my heart. I wanna be a role model for the kids here.
Venus is sharing history while shaping the future. Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
All right, welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842 is the number. You know, it's your thing. Do what you want to do this morning. I decided this morning as I was, you know, traversing all the different outlets that I do every morning, there was a lot of news out, but I certainly wanted to at least give the audience an opportunity to talk about what they wanted to talk about. And before I go back to the phone lines, a robber baron. I remember reading about robber barons when I was a young man in school. And so let me tell you what a robber baron is. A robber baron is a term used to describe a powerful 19th century American industrialist who amassed great wealth through unethical business practices like creating monopolies, exploiting workers, and manipulating markets, often by using corrupt political influence to gain advantage over competitors. Essentially, someone who became rich through exploitive means, similar to a robber taking wealth by force, hence the name. Keep robber barons, primarily associated with the late 19th century, known as the Gilded Age, forming trusts, manipulating stock prices, suppressing competition, paying low wages, and using dangerous working conditions. Industries, prominent robber barons often controlled industries like railroad, oil, steel, banking, and on and on and on. Nothing different about that today. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, Gary. You say what?
Well, Earl, I tell you something once. The last 8 years, I really enjoy listening to you. So it's my thing today. I'm going to give you a great big gigantic thumbs up on your show. I love your show. I love listening to you guys, you and Sandy together. You're pretty much respectful to me, I would appreciate the fact that maybe you let me, after you make a comment, that let me finish what I was going to say.
And, well, if it's along the lines of the conversation, then yeah.
Yeah.
But okay. Thank you. Go ahead. But, what do you want to say, man? What do you want to say?
That's it. I would appreciate the fact that you're on the air. I love listening to you. You're very interesting. You're very smart. And I just appreciate you letting conservatives go on the air.
Hey, Gary, man, thank you very much for that. I really appreciate that. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. It's your thing. Do what you want to do.
My thing? Okay, my thing is this Republican agenda has been going on since the 1980s, and no one listened. No one looked. And now what we have is a situation where we are going to lose our Constitution and our democracy. And as far as racism, racism has been alive and well since I can't remember when. And now they're using it as a tool to separate everybody. But I will not separate from people like you or anyone else who believes in democracy and freedom. What the Republicans want to do is to have a class of upper class oligarchs who will run the country, and the rest of us will be their paid slaves. And if you want a really good look at what United States is going to turn out to, they should look at Russia and how they deal with people and to people who fight back. And you should read the book of Alexei Navalny and how they murdered that poor man. And that is exactly what we are staring at right now, unless we turn ourselves around. And I don't like to be mad. I really don't. I'm trying to be a nice lady. But I want to save this country for my children and my children's children, because at one time this was a good country. And we were going in the right direction. But now we're going backwards. And I hate it, and I get
hey, Susan.
I think about it, and that's all I have to say.
Well, thank you very much, as always. Let's go to Mary from Tulsa. Good morning to you, Mary. You say what? It's your thing.
Morning. Morning, Earl. Thank you for this. So I'd like to just share how I get through my days in these chaotic times when democracy is literally under attack, because I think that balance is possible and we can get it back. So what I do is I search for and I support best I can the knowledgeable and committed pro-democracy advocates that are out there fighting every day. And I put civic media in the forefront, along with the federal judges and the governors and the attorneys, and throw in ACLU, Public Citizen Action, Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, and all of the environmental organizations that are working to protect the planet. And, you know, and then every day I'm minding my own self-care to keep myself and my spirit up there. And these things, you know, self-care helps to provide a distraction from all of the negativity. So, again, balance is where I'm at, and I wish everyone well.
Hey, Mary, thank you very much, as always. Really appreciate those always kind words. Up next, Matt King, CEO, Hunger Task Force of Milwaukee, on a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
News from the Center, WRCE. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll review the Super Bowl, see who won, who lost, and what the commercials were, the news headlines, and more. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump making the announcement that the U.S. will soon be implementing 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports and that Mexico and Canada will not be exempt. On his way to the Super Bowl yesterday, the president also said he is serious about making Canada the 51st state and that pennies will soon become obsolete.
President Trump says he directed the Treasury to stop minting new pennies, calling the coin wasteful, as he focuses on cutting costs, targeting entire agencies and the federal workforce. Trump posting, "Let's rip the waste out of our great nation's budget, even if it's a penny at a time."
ABC's Perry Russum. Donald Trump becoming the first sitting president to go to the Super Bowl. Philadelphia planning a parade through the city to celebrate the Eagles' win over the Chiefs. Respiratory illnesses are circulating at very high rates across the country. More than 30% of all tests for the flu at doctors' offices nationwide are coming back positive, almost double the peak from last season. This is ABC News.